The body of President Lech Kaczynski was returned to Poland yesterday. The country is reeling from the weekend plane crash that killed the president and first lady, as well as scores of others from the country's military and political elite. NPR's Eric Westervelt has this report from Warsaw.
Tens of thousands of Poles Sunday lined the route from Warsaw's airport to the presidential palace. They stood largely in silence. Some tossed flowers at the somber entourage, slowly transporting President Lech Kaczynski's casket to the palace for a public viewing. Magdalena Udakowska came out to view the procession with her son.
I wanted to be here to honor Lech Kaczynski. He was a great Polish patriot, and it was important to come out and pay our respects.
When the plane crashed, the president and the other dignitaries had been traveling to a ceremony for the anniversary of the 1940 massacre near Katyn, Russia, of thousands of Polish officers, police, and intellectuals by Joseph Stalin's counterintelligence secret police, known as the NKVD. Historians believe Stalin wanted to cripple a post-war Poland by eliminating much of the country's officer corps and elite. Some Poles are now calling the plane crash the second Katyn. Udakowska says the fact that the crash occurred in a place already soaked in Polish blood only worsens the confusion and shock.
The fact that this catastrophe occurred in this place again and on the 70th anniversary makes me think it was some kind of act of God. I don't know. It makes it all even more sad.
Russian investigators say a preliminary analysis of the flight data recorders show no mechanical problems on board. They're pointing to pilot error. The presidential plane was repaired and overhauled in December. But Professor Wojciech-Konarski says it's absurd that the president and other VIPs were flying around in a 26-year-old Russian aircraft despite several warnings from senior officials and pilots that the aging Polish fleet desperately needed to be replaced.
The sources of transport, especially the planes, those machines were perceived as obsolete and bad, should be absolutely replaced by a new and modernized machines. This kind of debate has to be accelerated.
There was heavy fog before the crash, and the Russians say they advised the Polish pilot several times to divert to another airport. But Polish Air Force Colonel Tomasz Pietrzak says the advice was just that, and that in the end, it's up to the pilot to decide what to do.
It's not mandatory. It's only suggestion. Because if the weather was really bad in the airport, decision is only one. The controller must say, okay, the airport is closed.
Pietrzak says the airport was not closed. The colonel trained and commanded the two pilots flying to Russia Saturday, the one who was flying the plane carrying journalists and which landed safely, and the pilot killed in the crash. He's spoken with the surviving pilot who says the doomed plane made only one approach to the airport, and that the airport in Smolensk is a primitive Russian military post whose control tower lacks modern aviation guidance equipment. For years, Colonel Pietrzak commanded the regiment that was in charge of flying the president and other senior officials, but he resigned 2 years ago in large part to protest the poor shape of the fleet.
Because the technology of this aircraft is too old.
The colonel says he got tired of waiting for aircraft improvements that never came. A breaking point, he says, was 2003 when a helicopter carrying the prime minister crashed. All survived, but the colonel says that crash should have been a wake-up call.
It was the sign from the God 7 years ago that we have to do something, we have to change something. But all of them ignore the situation. Everybody put under the carpet these problems.
Colonel Pietrzak says an upgrade for the presidential fleet is still much needed, no matter what the recovered flight data recorders show to be the cause of Saturday's crash. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Warsaw.